Many of the proposed solutions, such as green technology and green consumerism, might be good first steps, but they won't actually bring about the transformational change we need. These ideas are embedded in existing capitalist and colonial systems and ways of thinking. Indigenous critiques demonstrate how such solutions don't address returning stolen lands. As Cool Wicasa theorist Nick Estes asks, why is it easier for some to imagine the end of fossil fuels, but not settler colonialism? To imagine green economies and carbon-free wind turbine, solar power, and electric bullet train utopias, but not the return of Indigenous lands? It's not an either-or scenario. Both are possible and necessary.